Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info. Now let's get this show started.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of The Final Cast with your hosts, Matt
and Brad.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, dude. I don't know. I'm in a weird mood. I'm just like, you know, we were laughing before we started.
Yeah, dude, I'm the same. It's kind of like I almost feel slap happy, like I want to go to sleep, but I know if I go to sleep at 8 o'clock, I'm gonna wake up at like 2 a.m. So
I'll slap you and be happy.
Most people probably would, man. You're not alone.
Yeah, oh, whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is. Dude, I'm pumped. We're for the fans out there that don't know, me and Brad both are on the fishing team for the Loveland Canoe and Kayak, which is here in Ohio, in Loveland, Ohio. And old Drew Gregory was at the shop today.
I know, dude. He never shows up when like I'm there.
I know. We should just tell him next. Hey, let us know when you're coming. We'll just both not go to work and go down there.
Yeah. Well, we had him in our booth at the expo for a while, and we talked. So that was cool. So me and Matt has known all about the Sholey for a long time now, and it's kind of hard to hold in the secrets.
Oh, dude, I just want it to come out so I can just start talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, it looks dope. Now, don't get me wrong. It's like for my type of kayaking style, and granted, I haven't been in it yet, so I don't know. But I think it's more like it's perfect for your style, hitting just the river and, you know, some bigger water, but you know, having something that's almost Kuza like.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
I would be surprised if it wasn't, especially as how much of, you know, we talked to Drew and we've seen, you know, some things. It's definitely going to be, it's going to be a river monster, I think.
I think so too, man. Just seeing some of the features, I'm like, yeah, that is pretty sweet. I can't wait for everybody to see it. I haven't seen it yet. We've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, about to say we haven't seen it in person yet, but I know I'll get a real quick glimpse of it because that's next on your radar, right?
Yep. I was going to ask you if you wanted to come down with me when I pick it up.
Oh yeah, there's a good chance I'm going to go with you
next Tuesday evening.
Yeah, I'm down.
Official launch 24th.
Yeah, I'm down. I was trying to think. For some reason, I think I had something going on, but it's a Tuesday, so the only thing I have going on Tuesdays is this. So yeah.
And we could like, throw it on the river while we're down there just to mess around on it and all that stuff. That'd be fun.
Screw just messing around on it. Let's both leave work early and I'll bring the RS and we'll just go down the river for like an hour.
That'd be cool. Drew actually called me today and he wants to come back on the show to talk about it, which I was going to reach out to him anyway.
Yeah, that was like, what's the word I was getting ready to say? A given. That was just a given. I mean, that it's coming out anytime a new kayak comes out or a new design comes out from a big company. Definitely want them on to just talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's pumped. I'm pumped. Mark is really pumped. He's like, I think we'll be chasing the demand curve all year long with this boat, which what I said was Crescent's been doing a great job throughout the whole pandemic anyway. So they've been inventory. Their inventory has been awesome the whole time.
Yeah. And I think that was a big test. Cause you saw, like, for instance, Old Town, just because I had sold them, Old Town was having issues getting product. You know, even your like big box retail stores like Pelican, for example, when I don't lull all of you to sleep on the podcast, I work at a retail store, a big box store. Technically, I'm a service advisor, but whatever. I see the retail side. And before that, I sold kayaks and I couldn't get Pelicans for like 7 months.
You're saving like people from heartache. That's okay.
Oh, I 100%. And I would tell them that too. They're like, yeah, I just want a cheap kayak. I was like, this will get you on the water. I was like, this will get you on the water.
For just, a year.
You won't have a whole lot of fun on the water.
Yeah.
You know, and there's definitely a separation. There is, especially coming from someone who's like, I could be fine on the water with a cheap kayak. No, dude, it sucked. I was on the water for like 6 months, and then I immediately went over to a bona fide.
There's a lot of people, they'll get in those sit insides and stuff for their first time, and then like they hate it so much that they give up on kayak fishing.
Yeah, which sucks, man, because it's kind of like anything else you do. If you go, well, I mean, I'm a big hunter. If you buy a super cheap shotgun and go duck hunting and the shotgun jams on you, you're not going to want to do it anymore.
Remington, you know, 870.
Not a bad shotgun.
That's what I used to have.
Yeah, it's a great, I mean, it's a timeless shotgun. Now the newer ones, I'm not going to comment on those, but the older ones, like the one you had, mm-hmm. worked perfect.
Yeah, it's that a pump. Wood green.
Yeah, that I don't like
that thing was awesome.
Yeah, I'm just not a huge pump shotgun guy for ducks, because I like to kill multiple at once. So for two reasons, I love duck hunting. Duck hunting in Ohio typically is cold, so I want to kill my ducks, get in my truck, and go home.
You want to line your ducks up in a row and kill them?
I mean, dude, if I can get them all out in three passes, I'm fine with that. Like, there's guys who are like, it's all about setting up and being out with your boys and just relax. Like, I'm about that too. But also, heat. Heat is great. I'm wearing a sweatshirt because my basement is a straight 62 degrees all year round.
Oh, that's perfect. I love it.
It's after I mow, I love coming. I'll just come down here and sit. Right now, not a huge fan of it. Want to put my hoodie on and I feel comfortable. So, you know.
Dude, I'm the complete opposite. You know, like I do construction, so I work out in the heat, which I've been doing the last 2 weeks. And I was on a roof today, so it was 15 degrees hotter than it was on the ground. And yeah. I hate it. I can't stand the summertime because of my job. I'd rather it be 40 degrees.
No, dude, I'm all about the heat. Now, humidity sucks, but it does suck. I would like a nice solid sticky 95 degrees, no humidity. And I will work outside all day in it. I love it. I'm all about it.
You get sticky in places that just isn't very pleasant.
You get sticky in places that makes you rethink if you wiped good enough. So, just saying. All right. So, moving on from this stream of topics, me and Brad had a fun little wading trip on Sunday.
Yep.
And I tell you what, even though I fell and almost broke my hand and my rods twice, I had a
Did
blast.
Really?
Yeah, we both fell like back to back going down.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And that dude, we went to one of our spots and there's a guy in a kayak, and we're walking
sitting
down this
right
bank
in the spot we wanted to fish.
Well, of course. I mean, that's just how it goes. And you went down and you're like, "Yeah, it's a little slippery," and then you slipped, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be great." And then I just straight fell right up, like straight down. I had my rods up in the air. I was like, I'll just break my neck. I don't care. And and then I fell again like 15 minutes later. So it was awesome.
Yeah. Douglas rods, though, shout out. Because if you do break them, good warranty, $50, and they send you a new one.
Oh, yeah. No questions asked. It's awesome. I mean, other places you're looking at, oh, it's a manufacturer's defect and it's a 90-day or 1-year warranty. Yeah. Oh, Douglas. Get you taken care of, which is money.
Yeah, and I've taken advantage of that like 7 times since last year.
Yeah, dude, you've broken like a ton of rods.
Because I'm an idiot. I do stupid stuff. I mean, you know,
there sometimes it happens. Like I know we were going out last year down GMR after it was on a Tuesday after I got off work, and we all met up, and we were pulling your kayak down and one of your rod tips snapped when we were pulling it down because it got stuck on the ground or something.
Oh yeah, how.
Like stuff like that happens. You have stuff like that happen to you like every other day.
I've broken 3 rods doing that that exact same thing, just snapping, you know, like getting stuck on a freaking weed or something. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I've learned from that. Now my rods don't go near the kayak until I'm on the water.
Yep. Me too, pretty much. So it's whatever. But yeah, dude, wading trip. You fell down the bank. I fell down the bank. Then that guy was like, hey, he said something. Yeah. He said I looked familiar.
Yeah, he was like, hey, do you do YouTube videos? And I'm like, my back's turned to him, and Brad's like, no, I don't do any YouTube videos. And he's like, oh, you look familiar. And I looked at Brad, because for the listeners who don't watch, we're on the Paddle and Fin Network's YouTube show. And I was looked at him, I was like, well, you kind of do YouTube. He's like, no, I don't. I do Instagram. And I was like, dude, our show's on YouTube every Thursday morning.
Yeah, like, it's there. Completely. I forget about that. I mean,
I guess I can understand. And then I turned around, I was like, do you listen to fishing podcasts? He's like, yeah. It's like, do you listen to Paddle and Fin? He's like, yeah. It's like, do you listen to Final Cast with Matt and Brad? He's like, that's you guys. I was like, yeah.
That's funny though. Like, that's happened so many times. Just
yeah. So if you're listening out there, big dog, shout out to you. Thanks for catching a fish right in front of our face, like 2 minutes later.
Yeah, and you know what happened after, like literally like 2 seconds, no, maybe 2 minutes after he caught that fish.
Oh, yeah.
I hooked into a fish with my brand new Dark Horse Tackle Cellar Baits spinner bait. And Josh, if you're hearing this, please send me another one. I set the hook on it and the line just completely snapped. And the fish swims away and... like the next few minutes, that fish just taunts me. It just keeps jumping.
Oh, I mean, and it was like
flopping in the air.
Exactly. It's like it knew. It's like, hey, buddy. And you just hear ching, 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 ching. And it goes right back in the water. I just couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah.
Just, I was just, like, I mean, it sucks. And yes, Josh, send him another one. That's all I talked about for like an hour. So please do. But dude,
that was an awesome spinnerbait, dude. Like, the whole thing's quality. The components, like, it just feels good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was excited to look at it, but then it got, like, you know, lost in 5 seconds of being there. So,
yeah. When I pulled it out of the subscription box, I was like, oh, this is going to be a good muddy water bait. It was bright chartreuse and had a slight little bit of purple and, like, a slight little bit of silver. And it had two silver Colorado blades. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It might have been a good thing, though, because that was your first cast. So,
well, not, I ended up catching a lot of fish that day, though.
That's what I'm saying. So you didn't catch that fish. If you would have, maybe you not have caught all those fish. And it might have bled over to me and Justin, because we all caught quality fish that day. So yeah,
that was a good day. Actually, you had the best day out of all of us.
Yeah, I think on the day, well, so first on the day, I caught my River PB 19 and a half inch smallmouth, which was fatter than fat. Just, I mean, it was wide. She was girthy. She was thick. It was.
What'd you catch him on?
Big Joshy swim bait, like always, because that always does work. We were sitting underneath the bridge. You were casting on the other side, catching fish. Justin was catching the other side, catching fish. And I was like, well, I don't want to get in anybody's way. So I was like, whatever. I'll just start throwing out. And I had a 1/8 ounce sled head on and I was throwing it and the current was just taking it. I just didn't like how it was sitting. And I was like, well, I'm just going to try to beat the current. So I threw on a 1/4 ounce sled head. First cast of that 1/4 ounce, got underneath the current a little bit better. I could kind of hold it. And right when it popped out of that current into that little slow water by all those rocks, just came up and just grabbed it. And it was, oh, dude, it was great. Because then it fought great right at the bank. I mean, it was within 5 feet. And I know when we were pulling it out, you just run down and you're like, that's a 20-inch fish. And I was like, yeah. And it wasn't, which really,
it looked huge.
Heart. But it, well, I mean, it was close. If I could put a picture up from Instagram, it on the catch board, it was hanging off both sides. Like, it was a fat fish. I think it could have touched 4 pounds. Like, no, without even trying.
Oh, I agree. It was probably close to 4.
Yeah, 3.5, between 3.5 and 4. So, but yeah, that's my biggest river smallie, which is awesome. It's always fun to break PBs, which when I was younger, I got a smallie up at Erie that was 7 pounds. So that's going to be hard to ever beat. And down in Florida, I caught a 12-pound largemouth. So, like, I'm not going to beat that in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always fun. It's cool to break PBs. I almost broke my PB rock bass, which would have been dope. Yeah, that, I mean, it's just the color on it, the head on it.
That thing looked old, too. You could tell.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, that fish has been around. She's seen some stuff. and she was fishing in the downtown Dayton area, so she's probably seen a bunch of illegal stuff too. You never know. So
look how plump it is on the board.
Yeah, and that fish is touching the bottom of my palm. Like, it's touching down here. Like, it was just so fat. And that's all I could think of. I was like this fish is long and I love it, but this fish is fat. Like, it's the one time on the river I was like, I wish I had a scale.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a great one. That picture doesn't do it justice. That's a football.
Oh, yeah, man. It really doesn't. Even the picture before, that first picture, doesn't really do it justice. It looks cool, but you just had to be there and see it. Like, I'm just going to invest in a GoPro and a long stick just so people can see stuff happen. But
I'm going to pull up mine, too.
Yours was
like long and skinny.
Yeah, 19 and a quarter?
Yeah, well, it was still fat, but it was.
Yeah, I was gonna say yours had. Fat. I mean, no, I mean, I don't know. I didn't get a good. Well, I got a good look. You brought yours down. Yours was a fat fish too.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep, and I think your fish was younger. I think your fish has got to get over 20 all day long.
Yeah, I can see that. Looks a little bit more healthier.
Yeah, mine was like on the last bit of life, I believe. Like, she's got this season, and then she's gonna go to the Great Lake of Beyond.
I've never heard that before.
But yeah, man.
So yeah, you were throwing the Jigmaster sled head. Big Joshy, what color?
That time I had just done the clown.
Oh, that's right. That was their limited edition run 1 year for the expo. Yeah. I let you borrow it.
So I had my Plano backpack that had all my baits in it, but I forgot my plastics because I'm an idiot. And I threw, what did I have on that? I had a Joshy on it before and got it stuck. And I was like, oh crap.
You had the silver, you had the sugar one.
I had the sugar Joshy on. Let's see. Do I have, I don't think I have a clown. I thought I got a pack. I probably don't. Whatever.
They're old. I mean, that's like 4 or 5, 6 years ago.
No. Yeah. I remember, but I thought I had one, but I don't. But, yeah. So I went in your box. I was like, hey, do you have some Joshies? And you're like, yeah, obviously. And they were just sitting there, and I was like, well, maybe he doesn't care. And I just took one, and you're like, yeah, I never throw these. These are like a Saw Guy color. I was like, okay. And
that's then what I they advertised them as.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that day because I caught that smallie and then two. No, I lost that. No, yeah, I caught two more on that same bait, which was awesome.
Two more good ones.
Yeah, but I say I got a 16 and a half and then an 18 and a half. And that, dude, that 16 and a half. We're going to get to your fun stuff of all your kitty cats. But that 16 and a half, that fell. I got it to the bank. I tried to bank flip it. Hook popped out of its mouth, went right down into a hole. And I was like, dude, I was so pissed because it was a good size fish and everything. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking down in this hole. It's like there's a rock sitting here. For people who can't see, go to YouTube. You can see me try to explain this in the worst way ever. There's a rock sitting here and a rock sitting here. Water's coming over and there was water in this hole and this fish went right in it. And I was like, oh, it swam right underneath. No, I saw the tail.
He couldn't get out of that hole.
No. And I looked up at Brad and I'm like, dude, it's right here. So I'm in there like trying to move it around. Brad's about to lift the rock. I was like, don't do that. So he puts it back down and it flips around. I thought it almost barbed me, which I would have been mad if I would have got spine barbed. And then I was feeling around and I just grab its mouth and pull it out of this like shallow pit. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. There, I've actually had a story kind of similar to that before. I was floating with Justin, Josh Eldridge, and Chris Anderson. Mm-hmm. And this was downstream from Taylorsville. And I hooked into the pike I was telling you about that I caught on the Whopper Plopper the other day. Mm-hmm. And I hooked this pike. I got it up to the kayak, and he flipped out. Well, my kayak, how it was in the water, it was pinned up against like the shallow flat that was under a couple inches of water. Mm-hmm. So my kayak pinned this pike up against the bank and my kayak, and there was like, you know, inches of water, and it was like 2 feet wide, you know.
Yeah,
I was like, oh dude, that's crazy. I picked the thing up. I was like, I didn't lose the fish. He's right here. This is nuts. I believe Chris Anderson backed his kayak up to the bank too to help like pin it in there so I could get a picture.
No, there you go. That's dope. See, stuff like that just happens and you don't expect it to happen. And it just, it makes the day like it was already a good day. Like I told him, Brad, earlier, I caught a 19 and a half. I don't catch anything else the rest of the day. I don't really care. Like I've caught good fish. And then that happens and it just makes the trip better. So,
yeah, I can't wait to go to that spot when they're in those fast riffles. Cause that's a lot of fun. Catch them out of those, that fast moving water.
Yeah, I was about to say, I got one out of it. Do you want to tell everybody what your fish of choice was on Sunday?
Yay, I got to catch a bunch of catfish where smallmouth usually are. I caught like five caught in a row.
You caught a limit of catfish. I wish you should have measured every single one of them, and then you probably, because yours, they were all around
22, 24 inches.
Yeah, I was about to say, you would have, I mean, done some work. All out of fast movement. We get to this spot. I've never been to it, and you're Brad's like, yeah, throw it to the shallow spot. You'll be, or not the shallow, the slow spot. And you'll be good throwing in there. I'm not getting anything. He's like, oh, catfish. Oh, catfish. Oh, catfish. I was like, all right, dude, this is a great spot, man. I love it. I'm so happy we're catching catfish.
I knew it's going to happen. Cause I fish this spot before a few times and same thing. I catch catfish there, but you can also catch really good smallmouth.
I mean, I did get that one. It was only like 13 inches, but I mean, it fought so much. Even that 13 inch fought so much better than those other three that I got.
Yep. He's like a spunky male, probably.
Yeah, man. He was like ready and going. He saw the big Joshy and he's like, I'm going to kill that right now. And he just smashed it. He destroyed it. It was awesome.
So this spot, it has a riffle and it has a pretty big elevation change where it goes just downhill, downstream. And then right, it's going downstream. It has like this sharp bend in the river and the water was up a little bit. So you didn't see where it hits the other side of the bank and then directs towards the bank that we weighed off of. So it was just a big swooping like bend in the river and it was just rushing through there. Yeah. Usually when like I said, it hits that bank and then it bolts back towards us. There's a real deep drop off right there when it does that. And they usually sit right on that drop off. You just let that bait just flutter down there. Not this time though. I saw a rock that was out there in the middle and it created like this real nice, calm, like V pocket. And it just got bigger and bigger, bigger and wider as the river went downstream. So you throw the big Joshy in there and let it bounce along the bottom and, man, those catfish just nailed it.
Dude. They hit it hard enough for two or three of them. You thought you had a smallie on. They were fighting you so good in the current.
Yeah, and then, like, you can kind of tell sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't because the current makes smallmouth feel a lot bigger.
Wow,
but these catfish, you could tell they were catfish. Just, I was like, there's no way. This feels a lot bigger than a smallmouth in current. I mean, it was rip and drag and it was just zigzagging and then it did the death roll.
Yeah, I was about to say, until you think that next time you go out there, it's like, oh, this is too big, and then you get like a 24 and a half inch smallmouth.
I would poop myself. I would retire from fishing if that happened.
Well, dude, if we're going to St. Clair and stuff this year, there's a chance that's gonna happen. Like that's not super uncommon.
I know. Oh, for the river it is.
Oh, for the river? Yes, it is. But if you go to St. Clair and whatnot, yeah, you're going to catch some biggins.
Yep. Man, that spot, I love that spot for the summertime. That's a great spot. And I think Jason Myers commented on your post today about that spot too.
Yeah, he did. I mean, it's funny. He's got fishes a little bit south of us, and he was like, you boys need to stay in your own county. Like...
I know some of the spots he fishes. It's kind of funny. Like every time he'll see me post, he's like, stay in your own spot.
Yeah. I mean, it's all in good fun though. I mean, he's not one of those get butt hurt kind of guys.
As long as you're not blowing up his spot, you know what I mean?
Like, well, yeah, but I'm the same way. Don't be a spot burner. Like I have no problem sending, like if I know a spot, I'll tell you and a couple other guys that I know and whatnot, but I'm not going to like spot burn. I just don't like that. But at the same time,
I guess I can see the other farm was, well, it's all public water. I mean, yeah, but like some of this public water is not easy to get to. So,
yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. That float's fun though, dude. If we ever float it, it's going to be an all day thing, but man, that float's awesome.
Oh, I'm about it. I'm about it. But say you'll have the new Crescent out there. I'm probably going to take, hopefully by the end of the month, I'll have my P127. So that'll be fun.
You sell the golf clubs yet?
Not yet. That's on Thursday, but they're sold tentatively as of right now. And then I sold that. Did you ever see in the back of when I had my Jeep in the back, that fridge?
Yep. You had it sold in the truck today. Too.
Yeah, I had it in the truck. Did I bring it down to, no, I didn't bring it to Hollow. I just brought a cooler. Yeah, I had it in the truck, I think, for the first couple weeks, but then I realized I was losing room. I didn't really need it anymore, but it's basically one of those coolers that's actually a fridge, and it was a fridge freezer. It was really nice, but I didn't need it, so I sold that today. So Thursday, dude. I should be ready to – I'm pumped.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. I can't wait to see
that.
I'm
so pumped. I'm so pumped.
I can't wait to try it, actually.
Well, I mean, we would have tried it at the show, except, you know, we broke it. So.
Me and Matt broke the rudder trying to stick it in the demo pool, which is
literally
funny.
One of the first P127s in the state of Ohio, and we just demolished the rudder.
Mark got that piece at the shop, and he called me. Uh-huh. He was like, "What'd you guys do to it again? I can't figure out where this goes." I was like, "Oh, we broke the tension thing that holds the rudder in place." He's like, "Oh, well, I'm selling this to somebody. I'm going to give it to him and he can fix it." I'm like, "Okay."
Whatever. I mean, I
haven't heard anything since, so I guess he fixed it.
Yeah, it wasn't hard. I mean, even when we looked at it, it was like, "Oh, yeah, it's just this one little piece," which is what I like about it. Same thing. Dave from Bonafide actually broke the prop and he was able to just go to get a native prop because it's the same prop.
Yep.
And with that rudder piece, you can get the piece. That's what's nice about it. Because no matter how nice your kayak is, it's going to break if you do something the wrong way. Or I mean, look at even Hobies. Their drives can explode if they're not maintained correctly.
Yeah.
And
I see a lot of posts in every group. Like a lot of people crap on Hobies. A lot of people crap on Jacks. And I'm like, you look at all these posts in the owners groups, they all break the same amount. It's just,
yeah, I'm about to say it's the same thing if you get on Facebook for, like, I have a F-150, and you get on the group and be like, "Oh, my, this is broken, and this is broken, this is broken." But it's like, you can go to Chevy's, and when I was in a Jeep group, people were like, "Yeah, my motor exploded, and my transmission sucks." I was like, well, I mean, you know, everything's going to have its own pros and cons. Now, there are some things that have way more cons than pros, kind of like that little Hyundai
you had. No, we sold that this morning.
I know. That's great. I'm glad you got it fixed and got it gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't get me started on that thing. That thing's a piece of crap.
Oh, dude. Another awesome, and Nick's going to be, if you've been listening to the podcast, Nick was on the last 2 weeks talking about swim baits, and he's going to be super pumped because that Tiny Clash got a big old thump.
Oh, dude. River.
Yeah. Don't worry. I was saving it because this is a great story. So we moved spots and I just caught that 19 and a half. And I was like, you know what? This whole spot, I'm just going to throw. Like I started throwing the Joshy again. I was like, dude, if I got another fish, it'd be great. I'm all about it. But I want to catch a fish on this Tiny Clash hand painted that I got in the Dark Horse Chant box. And I was throwing it out. And for those who aren't familiar with the Tiny Clash, you can take it's a bigger swim bait. You can take the bill out and it has a bill. You can take the bill out and make it a glide bait, like subsurface, or you can put the bill in and it'll go down 2 or 3 feet and be like a giant crankbait. So I was throwing this underneath the bridge, throwing it, moving it back, and there was a little bit of cover. I saw a bunch of fry, and I was like, well, there might be a garter or something. I just want something to follow this and smack it and make my dream come true and get my Achigan wild card. And I'm throwing it, and this smallmouth came busting out from underneath this cover, hit this glide bait on the side, missed the hooks because it's my luck. Missed it, knocked it out of the water completely. I just got awestruck, and I just kept throwing it for like 45 minutes. You come back over. I was like, Brad, there's the biggest smallmouth I've ever seen. And this is right after I caught a 19 and a half. I was like, this is the biggest smallmouth I've ever seen right there.
Yep.
So you start dropping that net in. First fish you pull out is rock bass. And I was like, dude, I promise that's not what hit the swim bait. like it's not that. Like, I know what a rock bass is. And
I mean, it wasn't even in. Like 5 minutes of me like just like jigging that net rig in there.
Yeah, and it was literally, what, 2 foot off the bank and probably 5 foot deep?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was in between two logs, so these two logs came in at a V like that. So I was just sitting here dangling that net rig in there. All of a sudden, he bites it. And I set the hook. He jumps. And I didn't have a real good hook set on it because we were so shallow and real close to the bank. He jumps over the logs and then just spits it. I just looked at Matt. I was like, dude. You weren't joking. That thing was huge.
It's huge, dude. And it was, oh my gosh, it was so big. So I sent Cam. Cam didn't work yesterday and he came in. He was like, I was telling him the story about the swim bait. He's like, well, I was like, I can't go. I know Brad's working. He can't go. I was like, you have to go by yourself. You can't tell anybody where it's at. But he throws big swim baits. I was like, take that big swim bait down there and just start throwing it. So he goes down there and he doesn't get anything to follow. He said the fry were still there. So it's still there. It's lurking. Yeah. And he was throwing one of the gillies, the little 90s, which is the little baby version of this big old boy. But he was throwing one of these, and he got hammered by something. And he said it was a bigger fish. He got hammered by it, and it spit. So,
dang,
yeah, nice. Dude, it's probably the same fish, because that dude's I want to just go there. I want to call off work tomorrow. Rob, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Call off work tomorrow and just go down there and sit and throw every bait I can at those fry and just get something to just tick it off enough to where he bites again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that sucked though. Like I had the thing hooked.
Oh yeah, I know, because he was hooked to even doing the jump, because he jumped on that V. He jumped over the log, completely out of water. I mean, it looked like something you see on the MLF Big Five. Like, this fish was massive, and then I just see your line go completely slack, and I'm like,
I wasn't as mad as I could have been though. I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm about to say you were. I could tell you turned around. And you were like. All right, whatever. And then we moved like 10 minutes after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that, man. That was cool. I want to see you catch one on that big swim bait, though. Dude,
I'm going to. And especially since I got 2 followers on that fish or that bait already. I know of one place, you know what I'm talking about, that it'll get bit. There's no way it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I want to get them on the river. Like, I can take big swim baits and go to some lakes that I know that I can throw them and I'll get bit all day. But I want to get a smallmouth on the river. So I just feel like the bite, the whole sequence, the attack's going to be harder. The bite, the fight's going to be better. I'm probably going to get a 4-0 treble hook through my knee, but you know, it is what it is. And,
I don't know, dude, I want to throw one, but I don't know.
Well, I've got a little new, Lord, my brain's just not working today. Sorry, everyone listening. We got a new Douglas rod coming, the LRS version, the C746XF, which is a little bit lighter weight swim bait rod, and I'm pumped.
Oh, I think that's the one. That's the one. Was it? Did you say the 763XF?
764XF. Yeah.
Okay. I think the 763 is the one that Caleb told me that he likes for swim baits.
Yeah, I was talking to Don and he was telling me that it's actually the 766. Sorry. I like a little bit heavier rod, and the joy
this say, rod. That's a big rod, isn't it? Big, nice.
Heavy. It is, but it's a heavy, but it's 3/8 to 4 ounces. So it has a huge, like, I can just not replace, but instead of taking another one of my medium heavies that go to 2 ounces, I could take that one for my heavier lipless or something and have a swim bait and be a multi-purpose rod. So I'm not really losing a rod, if that makes sense. I'm just adding a technique to a rod.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped for that. Should be another joyous thing of Douglas. You order, stuff goes out quick. I ordered today.
Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it Thursday, I bet.
Oh yeah. I'd be surprised if I don't get it tomorrow. I mean, I've already got shipping notifications, so like that'd be
awesome. It's usually like 2 days, I think. And
yeah. That's nice. My wife's getting mad because I have rod tubes like all over the house.
It's all good. Just throw them away.
Nah, dude, you got to keep them just in case. Because I've got, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm looking at 11 rods I have to sell still.
Oh,
just all my St. Croix, and actually they're all St. Croix, I think.
Yeah, see, you'll have, excuse me, you'll have enough after you sell all that stuff for the P127.
Oh, yeah. I have the, on Thursday, once I sell the clubs, I'll have enough. Like, I'll be done.
Nice. That's cool.
So, it's all going to be extra fun stuff to, I don't know, maybe I get another XI3 and have one on the RS117 and one on
that. Would be sweet.
Yeah, so it saves from, but also, like, I can't justify that just because I could just unpull a pin,
yeah,
and put it on the other one. Or you, I can just be stupid, have
to get different mounts.
Yeah, or I could be stupid and just forget my pin at home and have to use paracord and be scared every time I make a turn with it. So
that's, you said, Matt said, since I don't have a lake kayak, that I could use as RS when we go to
all lakes. All day long.
But the thing is, you're going to want to put the motor on the P127 too, though.
Probably not. Two reasons. One, I've been in, but never owned a pedal kayak. So I'm going to be all up in this thing probably for a while to where I'm not going to want to use the motor.
Yeah.
And two, Maddie's getting a little fatty. So he needs to start, pedaling some. Yeah.
It's cutting down on those pizza rolls, dude.
Hey, bud, I ate like 37 like 3 hours ago. Watch your mouth. But I had a Gatorade instead of a Mountain
Dew. That's almost a whole package. There's like 40, no, dude, 40 count in it.
No, I get a 120. Don't worry about
it. Oh, jeez.
They are usually gone in like 4 days, though. So that's Maddie's great. Getting fatty. So Maddie fatty 2022. Maddie no longer fatty 2023.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I want to get back to deployment weight. That's what I'm shooting for.
Dude, you were freaking skinny.
I was skinny and somewhat healthy. Somewhat is the word there.
Yeah, well, you had to be.
I didn't have a choice, and there was nothing else to do. Like, I just, yeah, it was like eat, sleep, work out, watch movies. That's it.
Yeah, so pretty much. But yeah, guys, that was our trip. Figure we'd talk about it, talk about a few products that we used while we were out there on the water and stuff.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it's hard to, like, I love using different things. I love trying new stuff. But at the same time, like, toward the end of the day, the rest of my fish all came off of green glow perch from Josh.
Oh, did it? I mean,
all, like, that 16 and that 15 or 18 and a half and then that 14 all came off the same bait.
Yeah, glow perch is a great color. That's what I've started out on the river using.
Dude, it's awesome. I mean, it's hard to like knock, like it's such a simple bait, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the colors, maybe how it's shaped. I don't know, but fish just destroy this thing.
Dude, the way it like barrels and then wiggles, there's no other bait out there that I can see that mimics that same action.
No, I mean me either. It's just it's crazy. I can't. You remember when I bought that package of J5s? At the show. I don't know where I did with them. I'm really upset. The J5's the big 5-inch Joshy, and they're gone. And I'm really upset about it.
But I got to say, for everybody listening, if you're using Joshies, it is almost a must to get the Jigmaster sled heads for them.
Oh, yeah.
It makes your Joshies last so much longer. You saw my Joshy, how much it got worn down after 5 catfish.
Yep.
If you're fishing for smallmouth, it lasts way longer than that.
Oh, yeah. The only reason I changed colors is I broke off. Like, the clown would have still been tied on, but I broke off. I just kept getting it stuck. But, like, the good thing about Joshy is if you're just going out and you're not, like, wanting to invest a lot of tackle, it comes with a little ball head jig that you can use.
They're not that great, though.
But it's not, and it's super light. So, like, in heavier current, you want a little bit heavier weight.
Yeah.
And I've tried other ball, like the VMC ball heads. I got Yamagatsu ball heads. And after one or two fish, the Joshy's done. But on those sled heads with the screw head, it lasts all day. And now with you, I mean, you got through 5 catfish and you still fish that bait and caught a smallmouth after that. Like,
yep.
Like it was still fishable.
Even though the side of my Joshy was like torn and it was like a flap, I was still fishing it. Still worked.
Yeah. I mean,
I need some Mendit for that.
I've got a ton of Mendit, so I'll bring you some next time I see you. I've got a ton.
I dropped the bottle of mine in the garage and it shattered. and it just like glue on the concrete. I was like, oh, jeez.
Dude, suck that stuff up and reuse it. Mend it is
expensive.
It's expensive and it's awesome though. I mean,
what is like to see that 13 bucks for like a real small bottle, like 2 ounces.
Yeah, you can, if you get legit mend it, I want to say it's like $10.99 or $11.99. There's some other brands that make like plastic glue, and I've used them for swim baits and stuff, and it doesn't work as well. But I mean, it does, like for basic applications, it works fine. Like for Joshy's, it would probably work because it's not putting a whole lot of plastic back together and it's not as heavy. But yeah, man, it goes a long way.
The thing I don't like about mend it is, man, it stinks. You can tell there's chemicals in it, and like they need to come up with like something that smells like crawdad scent when you put it on. You know what I mean?
That would be awesome for two reasons. Because A, the fish are more, when they bite it, they're gonna want to hang on more.
Yeah.
And two, yeah, you're right. When you open mend it, it like burns your eyeballs.
Yeah, I mean, it smells like PVC glue.
It smells worse than PVC glue because you can wash it. If you put it on plastic, you'll watch it almost melt the plastic back together.
Yep.
Like it's crazy.
It's good stuff. It's just, I don't know if, you know, the fish and scent thing, you know.
Yeah, that's one of those things. That's in the same realm of you can fish with whatever color braid you want because fish don't care about the color. They care about the line diameter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a big thing. Like I'm a fluorocarbon guy. I throw fluoro on just about everything, whether it's a leader or straight fluoro. And I still can't believe someone throwing neon yellow braid straight to the bait.
Drew Gregory does.
I know. And that's like, if I'm pitching and flipping, I don't care because it's a reaction bait. But like, if I'm throwing like a Ned rig, I can't make myself high braid.
He does it on chatter baits and spinner baits and stuff.
Well, reaction baits, they're not really paying attention to the line anyway. But that's the big debate is, it doesn't matter if it's a reaction bait or whatever, it's the line diameter because they can sense it in the water.
Yep.
And they don't care about the color, which, I mean, maybe. I'm not a scientist, but at the same time.
You could probably get away with it in Ohio, though, because our waters are so dirty.
Yeah, it's gross. It's really gross. I want some clear stuff. I want to go to St. Mary's, or not St. Mary's, St. Clair, really bad.
That St. Mary's is like the worst place.
I know, dude. I duck hunt at St. Mary's. There's so, like, I get in that water and I feel dirty.
Oh, dude. Speaking of, did you see my post about Indian Lake?
Oh yeah, I forgot Indian Lake even existed. We should go.
Did you see how clear it is now?
Yeah, it's insane. It literally looks like, I wish, I didn't know the grass and weeds were that bad. For everyone listening, if you're outside of Ohio, look up Indian Lake, Ohio, and then click images and find pictures of it all gross and stainy and find pictures in 2022. It literally looks like a brand new body of water.
It's crazy. Like,
yeah,
I love fishing weeds like that, though. That looks like, you know, fishing paradise.
I agree. But see, here's where it's not. If you have weeds all over the lake and they're everywhere, it's just like fishing a lake without weeds because the fish are going to be separate everywhere.
Yeah, you can go out in the middle of nowhere and just cast and maybe catch some.
But if you have patches of weeds, like even in the middle of nowhere, if that's a big
easier to find weed,
the fish are going to be there because of cover, and now you're catching more fish. So,
yeah, that's true. I don't know. But
six one way, half a dozen the other.
But I've always heard Indian Lake has always been tough fishing, so maybe that the water's getting clearer, the water clarity is better, and the fish get bigger there.
That would be awesome. We need to hit it up for sure.
Yeah, it's one of the things we can do someday.
Yeah, we just need to make sure not to get killed by boaters because there are a ton there.
Yeah, screw the boaters.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree. It's
take it's mostly... a take Nick's advice and throw some shark hooks at him.
Yeah, I'll just get my four-pronged anchor and hand cast for some people fish.
Jeez.
Yeah. Lord. But yeah, dude, it was fun. I'm excited. About to say this weekend we'll probably go a little wade fishing again, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm down. Saturday, definitely. Sunday.
I'm about to say one of those days, it's the end of turkey season. I haven't got a chance to go. So I think me and James are going to go try to spike a bird. But
that's cool.
But yeah, definitely. We'll find a day. I'm sure Justin will be out there too.
I saw he was out on the river today. He caught it looked like he had a 16 incher. So he could,
I don't know, man. Maybe it's starting to, maybe it's, I don't know, because we were out there at one of Justin's coveteds and we weren't getting, like, I think you got what, two fish and they were both small. It's almost like we're not, like, that whole spot is spawned out. And I think, like, yeah, we were talking, I think that was just a spawn ground because he was catching what he caught, 11 fish, and they were all fish Ohio fish.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. We went to that spot and cast it around. None of us caught anything there. So I saw a bunch of fry all along that bank too.
Yeah, but say there's a ton of fry, which is why I'm surprised we didn't catch more, just because get a fry garter or something. I don't know.
I think the females are resting now, the big ones.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, I think they are. Well, like when I was catching that 18, you're like, man, you're just throwing to the right spots. I was like, well, I'm just fishing at like a largemouth lake after spawn. I don't think they're in the fast water yet. They're definitely in slow water, and they're just wanting to suspend and hang out. So I was just throwing where they're suspending and hanging out, and I got what? I mean, both those fish in 10 minutes. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, right on the edge of shade.
Yep, right on the edge of shade and right at the very end of where the fast water was dumping into the bank. So,
yeah, makes sense.
It was money.
Heck so, yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know what else we got.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, other than I kind of went over some new Dark Horse stuff that I got, which is the swim baits, which was dope. I know you got that dabble pack with that spinner bait, or have you decided to upgrade to the Weekender or not?
I want to.
Dude, you should. I do have some new stuff coming because Dark Horse Tackle what's the company? What's the guy who does their baits? Give me a second. They actually have two exclusives now, and it's from Dark Corner Custom Crankbaits. He's painted two larger glide baits, and they're on sale on their website for $35, and the blanks that he's painting are typically $90. Jeez. And they look awesome. Like, let me show you. Let me pull this up. The public need to know about this.
That's cool. I don't know if that's the one you showed me or not. I can't remember.
Hmm.
That sounds familiar though. What is it called? That
Dark cover? Corner. Dark Corner. Yeah, he's the guy who painted that that pumpkin seed that I got from Dark Horse. Remember, I sent you the picture of the live bluegill and that fly and then the pumpkin seed? Yep. And they look identical.
Yep.
So let me pull this up. Bam. So these are custom exclusive to Dark Horse Tackle. So that was cool. I bought one just because, I mean, why not have one? But this is awesome looking.
Oh, was that supposed to be like a trout looking thing?
I don't know if it's like trouty. I mean, kind of. But it's just awesome. It's just a green head. And
it does look cool.
I mean, it's a sinker. So 2 ounces, 7 1/4 inches long. So nothing like crazy huge and nothing crazy heavy. Like most of your, medium heavy or heavy rods can cast it. But yeah, dude, I'm pumped. I got ordered both of those. So that's going to be sick when those come in.
Yeah. I don't have anything coming in yet. I haven't really been shopping. Well, I did buy some Plano Edge 3600 boxes, moved all my stuff over that for the river.
Yeah, which is a super awesome idea. I need to do that too.
Yeah, you bring too much, dude.
Yeah, I know. And I brought that whole backpack full of, I had like 4 boxes, and I literally pulled out one box and it was a 3500 size Plano that just had all my jig heads in it.
Yep.
Like that's all. Need, that's man. All I pulled out.
Josh isn't a big, well, you throw those big swim baits too, but Josh isn't a Ned rig, man. And a spinner bait.
and a spinner bait, which I didn't bring my spinner baits because I just transferred them all over to, which I like this a lot. Just transfer them all over to this.
Yeah.
Which is a spinner bait box. I'm a huge fan of this because it keeps them all like organized and next to each other. And but this also sucks to like pack out everywhere because it's deep.
It's huge.
Like it's huge. It's big. It fits all the spinner baits.
I'm eyeballing a like a Plano. It's like one of those deep 4-inch Plano boxes. Excuse me. 4-inch Plano boxes that don't have dividers in it.
Oh, the like the plastic box?
Yeah, I'm eyeballing one of those for my soft plastics. Like I'm getting rid of the Plano soft plastics binder I have. I can't stand it. So I'm going
to
the box.
Dude, I really was in the binder craze. Like I think it's a great product. Like I have this.
Like the roll up binder.
Yeah, like the Raptor tackle roll, which this thing's awesome. Like this is how big it is. This is how big it is, and then it's got all those plastics in it.
Yeah.
Which is it's dope, but at the same time, I don't know. It's just something about getting this out now. Let's say I'm in my kayak seat, getting this out, rolling.
I know
back
it's
up.
It's a pain. That's the issue I'm dealing with.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just a pain. Like if I was on a boat, yeah, dude, I'd have having just bags of plastics. I just have 15 of these and call it a day.
Yeah.
But it saves so much space and it's great to get it rolled back up. And it, maybe it's just me because I'm, you know.
No, I got the same stuff, but I'm the same way. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking at one of those.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to take away from it. That's a bad product because it's a great product. It just doesn't work out for me like I thought it would.
So. Yeah. Oh, I agree. That's why I'm going for that 4-inch box. I think it'll make stuff easier. Like I can just flip through stuff real quick, close the box and put it back in my crate, which yeah. I only use that. I only use my soft plastics when I'm on the lake. When I'm on the river, I'll pick out select bags and just throw it in my Yak Gadget bag.
Well, that's why I got the underseat, the Yak Gadget underseat drawer. Junk drawer.
Oh yeah.
Was for the like you saw it. I had and I have a ton of crap in it still. Yeah. But that's literally all I'm gonna bring on the river. It's a two 3600 boxes and a 35 with just different jigs in them. And I'll probably cut or one box is a jig box. So jigs, a couple chatter baits, and then a couple swim jigs. And then one box is all my jig heads, and one box is just small hooks and stuff like that. If I want to throw a Texas rig or something. And then I just have assorted plastics in there.
Yeah.
And it goes right underneath the seat. And then I don't have to bring, because I don't have rods going straight vertical anymore. They all lay down on the Yak Gadget stagers. So, like, I don't have to bring anything. It's just, I'm slowly but surely, I'm not you or Justin where I'm going out with a box and hopes and dreams and catching fish yet. I still have to bring some. So,
yeah, you get your experimenting still. I get it. Cause that's, you know, I've done the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find what works for Matty Boy. And slowly but surely, it's getting there. Now, when I'm on the lake, and if anybody runs into me, I'm going to look like I have the whole house, the RV, the kitchen sink, and the pool barn with me, because I like to have options.
I do the same thing on the lake. So, six rods, and I got all my tackle boxes with me.
I would say I have five tackle boxes in the Yak Gadget box, or Yak Gadget crate. I've got two boxes typically underneath my thing. I've got 10 rods with me. I'll just bring everything I can find. It's like, oh, maybe I need this. I don't know. And then I'll never use half of it, but at least I had it if I wanted it.
Yeah, that's it. It's my exact thinking on a lake. It's not as cumbersome on a lake to bring a lot of gear, in my opinion.
Yeah.
On a river, kind of sucks.
Yeah, on a river, it definitely sucks because especially if you have the portage. If I had all that stuff when we had to make that portage, I would have just not made that portage. And you just guys would have just came and picked me up. Like, I wouldn't have done it.
8 hours later.
Yeah, I would not have done it. My legs probably wouldn't have been so burnt. This is one thing I meant to give you. I got this out of the Dark Horse box. And since you're not a big swim bait guy, I'm going to get you on that right there. You can start throwing.
Do you want like a segmented?
Yep.
What is it?
It's a segmented wake bait. It's got a little bill on it. But
how big is
this? This is, I'd say, maybe, 4 inches?
Yeah.
So a little bit bigger than what you typically throw, but it gets you in the ballpark.
I should just go big. Start throwing a 6 and 7 incher.
Screw it, dude. Just do it. Because if you get one bite on it, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a small fish, it's still like, dude, I just caught a small fish on a 7-inch glide bait. This is awesome.
Yeah. That would be cool.
It is. You'll love it. Just tie on my bluegill I've got and call it a day.
We got some spots for that.
Yeah, we do. You ain't wrong. So, but I've got nothing else. You got anything?
Nope. I'm good. I got to pee, dude, so bad. I've drank so much water since I got off work today because, like I said, I was outside, and I'm like a camel right now waiting to bust.
All right, well, everybody, on that note, I appreciate you turning in a little bit shorter episode this week, but it's always nice to decompress and just kind of talk. So it was fun. I think next week you guys will enjoy the show, so tune in for that, and we'll see you later.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.